Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Greg Sullivan. Greg is the CEO, Chief Technology Officer at GlobalVelocity.com. And Greg, I need you to tell us a little bit about Global Velocity. What do you do for your customers?
So we have a product, a capability that helps people secure their information. We call that information-centric security or data-centric security. And Jim, that's different than protecting your network from attack. What we're paying attention to is the actual data itself. Where is it inside your organization? Where and how does it go when it leaves your organization?
Hmm.
If it's in the cloud, as we talked about earlier, what data is there? Because you may not want all your data in the cloud. And then the fourth thing we do is we can help people understand if their data has been stolen and is being presented for sale.
So this is more comprehensive. This is more comprehensive than just my data backups contract I've got.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And so do you have, and you've designed this, do you have pricing that's affordable for small businesses?
For small businesses, the base price starts after a small setup fee, $8 a user a month.
Yeah.
And it goes down in volume. So
right.
It's, Jim, there's no excuse for not
right. No, absolutely.
Protecting your data, right?
Right. No, that's exactly right, folks. And I'll tell you, so let me ask you, I was going to ask you about the value of data, but I want to ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you tracking what some people are tracking these days with regard to a full networking threat by a foreign entity, cyber threat, a major on a national scale? You tracking that? Are you keeping up with that at all?
Well, I certainly keep up with it. What our product does specifically is what we monitor for are the actions of those attackers.
Right.
Because those attackers are coming for data. So that's why we pay attention to what's happening to the data.
But let's say they shut things down.
Mm-hmm.
How would we protect ourselves if we want to continue to work? We want to continue to produce, but we were shut down. How would we protect ourselves in that way, in that situation?
I think the best answer I have for you there, Jim, is to go to your backup. That's the whole reason you need to have a solid backup strategy and plan. That's why.
And that would be that. But when you say that backup, though, that's not a cloud backup, right? That would be a physical secondary backup.
I would have a local backup.
Yep.
I would have a local offsite backup. So maybe, you know, walk out of your
in case the building burned down.
And then I would have a cloud backup. I would have all three of those. I do have all three of those in everything I do.
Yeah, folks, he's telling you the truth. Very smart, very good advice. All right, so and these are things that you help with your customers and globalvelocity.com, folks, check it out. All right, talk to us about the value of our data. Sometimes we undervalue it, I think. What do you think?
Well, it's not that so much that we undervalue it, is that so we just treat all data of equal value. And if all you're doing is defending your network from attack with, say, a malware or virus detection, you've decided all your data is of the same value, and that's not true. Some data you need to pay more attention to than other data. Jim, I think you're aware of it, 80%, up to 80 or 90% of data that's lost by businesses is lost at the hands of trusted insiders. People that work for us are the ones either stealing this data or putting it in harm's way. So, and we know what it costs to lose a healthcare record or a payment card record.
Mm-hmm.
Those are kind of industry standard numbers. But what are the design drawings for your new product worth if somebody gets a hold of those and can counterfeit that product? What are your customer records worth if you have
proposal methodology? What's that worth to a competitor?
Exactly. What are those things worth? You may not even be able to put a dollar value on those, but if you dollar quantify, we call this cyber risk quantification. If you dollar qualify your various data, various types of data that you mm-hmm. have, and then set an information-centric security procedure around that, then you'll be paying attention to what matters the most.
Mm-hmm. Good advice, Greg, and we're going to have to wrap it up. But, folks, Greg, will you? I'm redoubling my efforts to bring more programming with more and more experts on this topic. I know you will. You've been an abiding supporter of ours for a long time. I'd like to just encourage you and ask you to be part of that new effort, that redoubled effort.
Jim, I will. As I've said to you before, I'll be with you until you retire. But I'm rethinking that now because you just keep going forever.
I'm the ever-ready buddy. That's exactly right. Hey, Greg, thanks for being here. Don't forget, folks, check it out there, globalvelocity.com. It's his website. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.